The following program is sponsored by Online Trading Academy of Kansas City.
Today's show is provided for entertainment and general information purposes. Opinions expressed are those of the presenter only. We make no promises or guarantees of investment performance. Online Trading Academy is not a broker-dealer, certified financial planner, or registered investment advisor. Online Trading Academy is the world's most trusted name in professional trader and investor education. Enjoy the show. Hello, future traders and investors, and welcome to Power Trading Radio. I'm Christopher Crum, and I'm in studio today with my good friend and co-host, Mr. Matthew McGrath.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm doing just great, Matt. Thank you. Matt Roberts, by the way, is our producer. He's flying the plane for us today. But it's our pleasure to be on the airwaves and spending a little part of your weekend with you. Hey, if you're brand new to the show, then let me just say that the show is fueled by my company, Online Trading Academy. And if you've never heard of us, oftentimes people refer to us as the best kept secret in the community that we serve. And we're serving 45 communities across the United States and the world. We have brick and mortar learning centers where we teach people how to trade and invest their own money in the financial markets.
The only brick and mortar trading school.
Yeah. So we have learning centers with real live people that you can meet with in classrooms that you can go into that have computers. And we teach people how to trade the financial markets. Trading, by the way, is simply buying and selling, but we're doing it with frequency. And we're buying and selling, well, frequency would imply often.
Yes.
Right? It's another word for we're doing it a lot. But we're doing it daily, weekly, monthly. And, you know, the other activity that you can do in the markets is invest in the markets. Investing is different. Trading, you're going out there with the intent of removing money from somebody's account and putting it into your account.
Yeah, you're extracting money from the market today.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's daily, weekly, monthly that we're looking to extract these funds. And the cool part about that is that you can produce income by doing that.
Sure.
Now, we've got some graduates and students that just really love their work. They love their contribution to humanity, if you will. They like going back and forth to their job. They found their niche in life. But you know what? Let's face it. Sometimes that dream job, well, it just doesn't pay as much as we'd like it to pay, right, man?
Oh, yeah.
And I'll bet you almost everybody out there can at least identify with that statement.
Sure.
If they found their dream job. But, you know, why not have another source of income? Oh. You read books like Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that's what Robert Kiyosaki talks about. You know what? Why not have multiple streams of passive income? And trading could be a stream of passive income that you can use to then supplement your current paycheck.
Yeah, almost all wealthy people have multiple streams of income.
Absolutely. So you can use it to then subsidize your current paycheck and maybe afford that dream home, maybe afford that five-star vacation that you've been denying yourself for the last 10 years. Much deserved vacation, I bet.
Yeah.
And just put yourself in a position where you can have an enhanced lifestyle without having to leave your job if you love doing it. But you know what? We have a lot of people, and I bet over half of the people that come to the academy, excuse me, are people that just don't like their job. They've always been trading their most valuable asset, the time that they have left on this earth, and trading it for a paycheck.
Right.
And if that's you, you know what? Trading might be a good avenue for you to get out of that rut. Because you know what, you can replace your income by doing some frequent buying and selling in the financial markets if you just know how to do it. But that's the key part of it, is you need to know how to do it. And it's a learned skill. Anybody can learn how to do it. Our youngest graduate ever, graduated from our futures program in Toronto, Canada, in February of 2016, and he was 9 years old. He's a third grader.
Yeah.
So, you know, you don't have to be overly educated to learn how to do it, but it does require a little discipline.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but just last week we had another student here at the local center that was 13 years old that started. And we've had many students between the ages of 13 and 16 that have gone through this.
Yeah. So, but you don't have to be 13 or 16 either. Our oldest student's 87.
Yeah, he's in his 90s now.
Yeah. So, and anywhere in between.
Yeah.
I think our average student is probably 30s, 40s-ish type. But you can replace your income with it once you learn how to do it. And it's a pretty cool gig because you set your own schedule. You got unlimited earning potential if you know what you're doing in the markets. And, you know, you work when you want to.
Yeah.
And then you can spend the time that you have left on this earth doing things that you love to enjoy. Maybe it's a charity that you want to go to work with. Or maybe you want to start your own charity. We've had at least three of our graduates that have done that.
Oh, yeah.
Or maybe it's just spending time with family and kids, grandkids. You won't ever have to miss that grandkids ball game again.
Right.
Right? You'll never have to work another Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Just because your boss is paying you to cash, trading your time for cash, right?
Yeah. That's what we, by the way, call having a why. So I help the students here create their trade plan, and one of the first things they have to do is write a mission statement, which is why they're trading. And I think that if you have a real reason why you're doing this, you tend to do a lot better than someone who's just trading as a hobby.
Right. I think so, too. The other activity we focus on, of course, is investing, and investing is long-term buying and holding of assets, and we want those assets to appreciate in value over time. It doesn't matter if it's real estate or collectible coins or if it's the stock market. We want our stocks to go up in value. So we teach people how to identify good investments, and then, you know, of course, how to enter that investment, but more importantly, we teach people how to hedge that investment.
Right.
In other words, ensure that investment. And that's something that you just can't do if you're investing in mutual funds, like your 401k. You can't You can't deploy option strategies, put options to insure.
You know, in the traditional way that most retail investors insure their long-term accounts is they purchase an annuity. And annuities have a lot of issues. Their fees are even higher than mutual funds, and they don't perform very well, and they typically lock you into a term of 5 to 10 years where you can't do anything with the money. So one of the things we teach our students how to do is how to create their own annuity without any of those issues.
Right. Hey, if trading and investing or investing are appealing to you, if either of those concepts resonate with you, you can see yourself buying and selling in the financial markets daily, weekly, monthly to supplement or replace your income. Or maybe you're a long-term investor and you want to exponentially grow wealth over time by managing your own investments. Well, here's an idea. Why don't you check us out on the World Wide Web at TradingAcademy.com. That's T-R-A-D as in Dan, TradingAcademy.com. And that's all one word, TradingAcademy.com. Check us out there. There's a ton of cool stuff on our website. It's one of the most comprehensive websites that I've ever seen.
It's the most comprehensive I've ever seen. You talk about post-class and pre-class resources. You could literally spend all day on there learning for free.
Absolutely. So go check us out on the World Wide Web at TradingAcademy.com. You'll be glad you did. If you have an interest in this, it's a great place to get started. TradingAcademy.com, all one word. Check out the financial calculators while you're out there on that website.
Yeah.
Because, there's a whole host of them, and there's a financial education center out there, too, to kind of get you started in the right direction with the financial markets. Well, listen, folks, we've got some really cool giveaways we're giving away during the commercial break, so make sure that you stick around. I'm Christopher Crum. Matt Roberts is flying the plane for us today, and I'm in studio with Matt McGrath. We'll be right back. If you're a little confused about what you're doing right now, well, you're listening to Power Trading Radio with Christopher Crum and
Matt McGrath.
And at the Academy, we teach people how to trade and invest in the financial markets, and we're pretty darn good at it because we got about 21 years of experience in helping people learn this field. You know, it is a field that you need to be educated in, and it's always interesting to me when I meet experienced traders that come into the Academy. Maybe they get to attend one of these workshops that we've given away over the commercial breaks, and they come in and they're like, they're trying some things.
Right.
And, you know, I tried this for a while, and it worked, and now it doesn't work. And I tried this for a while, and now the markets are doing something different, and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
I bought this stock last year. I've never lost any money trading, so I think that I'm doing a pretty good job of that. But I lost this stock last year. Well, why haven't you sold it yet? Well, it went down, and I'd lose money if I sold it.
Right.
But I haven't lost anybody yet.
Right.
Right? And the thing is, you know, if you want to be successful in the financial markets, you need to do what Wall Street does. Every single one of those people that step onto a brokerage floor for Goldman Sachs, Berkshire Hathaway, all of these successful banks, Bank of America, every single one of them is armed with a strategy. And they're confined to a box of rules. And this box of rules, what it does is it, first of all, manages risk because the markets are risky.
Right.
You know, but it also tells them when to buy and sell.
Right.
And so they're very, very likely to enter trades that are going to make their company money.
Yeah.
And that's the secret sauce. That's the silver bullet for success. And that's what you got to do. And would you believe it? By coincidence, at the Academy, we teach the average Joe those strategies.
Yeah.
That's what we focus on.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, not only are we teaching them the same tools that they use on Wall Street to make money, but then we're going a step further And we're teaching our students how to identify on the charts where the banks literally have leftover buy orders and how to tag along with their trades, which is another huge odds enhancer. And why do we want to do that, by the way? The banks are the only ones that consistently every year make money trading. I mean, they have years literally where they only lose money trading a few days each year, which is unbelievable. I mean, that's how good they are at this.
Sure.
You know, 1 year recently, they had only 11 days in the first three quarters that they lost money. One quarter recently, they had no losing days trading. Every single day made money trading. And we're talking about making $50 to over $100 million a day at each of these banks.
Right.
So imagine if you could identify where they are buying and selling and simply tag along with their trades, how well you would do trading. And that's really what we're doing, what we're teaching our students how to do. It's amazing.
Right. You know, if you think about it, and here's something that these banks and institutions have figured out. We figured it out too. That's why we can teach successful students. But what these banks have figured out is that it's not really necessarily about your traditional fundamental analysis, where you're looking at the stocks and you're thinking, I'm going to invest in this. I'm going to look at the company fundamentals.
Right,
the
like price-to-earnings ratio.
Right, and that kind of stuff. What they figured out is that on the short term, if you're trading to create income, on the short term, price moves all of the time. And the reason why it moves all the time is because there are imbalances of supply and demand.
Right.
So everybody knows the law of supply and demand. I've got a 10-year-old at home that can recite the law of supply and demand. He's already learned it in school.
That's amazing, by the way.
So if there's more supply than demand, the price is going to go down. And if there's more demand than supply, then the price is going to go up. You know, when a company goes public, they publish a finite, and I don't know if publish is the right word for this, but they basically publish a finite number of shares that they then offer up on an exchange for public consumption. And the idea here, of course, is that as they sell those shares of stock, then the company makes a lot of money, right?
Yeah.
But then the more they sell, it diminishes the supply, and then guess what happens to the price
it
of the stock
up.
That they're owning, right? Yeah. So that causes the price to go up.
Yeah.
Now, if for some reason all of the buyers of that stock went, oh, man, you know what? I want to sell this. I'm going to go ahead and harvest a profit on this and sell it. You get enough of those people that have bought the stock that now become sellers, and they start flooding the market with supply, then guess what happens to the price?
Down.
It goes down. And so if you can do all of this stuff that we just talked about, if you can just learn how to do it, if you can learn how the banks and institutions buy and identify where it's likely they have leftover orders so you can get on that move, along with identifying in a chart where there are imbalances of supply and demand, well, then you can decide, oh, you know what? The price of this stock is going up.
Right.
And it's a bargain price, right?
Yeah.
And that's when you start to identify trades that are low risk by nature. And they're high reward by nature and high probability, meaning price is likely to go in the direction you need it to go to make a profit.
Yeah.
So that's what we teach our students how to do. And by the way, if you took one of our classes, guess who's teaching that class? Well, we have 100 instructors that we can fly into any one of our 45 locations. Most of them occupied a seat on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. They've worked on the Chicago Options Exchange. They've worked for Berkshire Hathaway, Scottrade. They've worked for Goldman Sachs. We have a lot of our instructors that are chartered market technicians.
Yeah, there's only 1,600 of those in the world. That's the highest status you can have as a trader. And hedge fund managers, Brandon Wendell, which is who taught me how to trade and you had on the show here recently, was just on CNBC last week as a charting analyst. And then, you know, we talk about Bob Dunn all the time, who's our most successful trainer at the school in terms of how much money he makes. The last time he was here, he made $100,000 2 days in a row from his account. You know, Bill Henner, who was another one of our trainers, is who taught him how to trade.
Right, taught Bob how to trade.
Yeah, taught Bob how to trade and is his mentor. That's still who Bob goes to when he has questions in his training. I mean, it's just amazing. These are not, you know, community college professors and so on, adjunct professors who are doing this part-time to earn extra money. We're talking about real heavy hitters. And, you know, their accounts are audited to make sure that they're profitable traders.
Yeah, they have to be able to talk the talk. I mean, they've got to teach a good class for us, but they also have to be able to walk the walk and continue to walk the walk by trading their own accounts and then prove to us that they are profitable if they want to teach for us.
You know, Chris, we don't discuss this very often, but I get this question all the time. In fact, last Tuesday when I was teaching the power trading workshop you give away, a student asked me this question. So if people like Bob Dunn, you know, are making $100,000 a day and There's other trainers that are earning significant sums of money. Why would they teach at this school?
Well, people ask me that same question all the time. Why would I work at the academy if I can conquer the world in my trading account?
Right.
And
I get that question all the time as well.
I think the answer is a pretty simple one, that I like working at the academy. So, you know, I mean, it's just that simple. I like helping people change their lives. I was given this God-given purpose to be a catalyst for people to help them change their lives. I've been in education my whole life.
Right.
And I love trading, and the academy changed my life. So what better way to do it than teach people how to start using the markets like an ATM?
Well, and I found that people who teach actually are a very rare breed, and they really enjoy teaching regardless of how much money they make. You know, like Tilly Allison, our resident instructor here, she was a preschool teacher before she even learned how to trade. And I know, you know, from her trading, she certainly doesn't need this job. But she, I mean, if you just met her, you know instantly that that's her passion in life, is she likes to, you know, change people's lives. I mean, she's very passionate about teaching. You know, I was very active in debate in high school. And, you know, my debate coach who taught English at our school actually owned the property that the school sat on. Multimillionaire.
Yeah.
You know, so why did he teach? Well, he taught because he was very passionate about what he taught. He enjoyed teaching. So, yep. Again.
Was he a master debater?
I'm not sure they have that classification.
Okay. I didn't know how that debating community.
He was a great debate coach and a huge influence, actually, in my life.
Yeah. You know, you're talking about Bob Dunn, and it's funny you bring up those 2 days that he was in the center, and he was sitting there with his trading account brought up on the big screen so all the students could see it, and then he's showing them how to do trades. And he does this in the classrooms, excuse me, because he wants to prove to students that you can do this.
Sure.
He's doing it right in front of your very eyes. And but I was having dinner with him on the Wednesday of that week. This was a Monday and a Tuesday that he had these big profits, and then Wednesday we had dinner together. And I asked him that question. You know, Bob, if you can go out here and do $100,000 a day, why would you come into the classroom? And he said, you know what, look at me. I walk down the street in my JCPenney Dockers and my bowling shirt, and people don't give me a second glance. But I walk into that classroom, and I get to be a rock star for a week.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's right. That's true. And that's why you and I do it, too. We oftentimes deliver our power trading workshops. I love being in front of a group of people and entertaining them and having fun with them and teaching them some stuff.
Well, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with having multiple streams of income either. You know, I'm up front with everyone when they ask me that question. One of the reasons I do it is I'm paid a fortune to do it, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. I also own rental properties. So why in the world would I own rental properties if I make a lot of money trading? Well, again, it's multiple streams of income. And like we talked about in the very beginning of the show, one thing you'll find in common that all wealthy people have, at least that I know, is they have multiple streams of income.
Yeah,
they're not
I agree.
Tied into one source of income.
Read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. That's one of the ways that you do it.
Sure.
And multiple investments, by the way, too. You know, I live in a pretty nice neighborhood, and a lot of my, I think the majority of my neighbors could probably just sit at home or go out to the golf course and play golf every day. And yet most of them get dressed and they go into their manufacturing plant that they've owned for 100 years or whatever.
Right.
And they do it because they're passionate about it. It's part of their passion in life. One thing about when you make a ton of money and you have a ton of money, you kind of buy whatever you want to buy, and you know you're secure for the rest of your life, is that you still need a purpose. You need to be purposeful in your life. And so you choose the thing that you're passionate about. And a lot of people neglect doing that, by the way. A lot of people are just trading their most valuable asset, their time they have left on this earth, for a paycheck.
Right.
And it's ridiculous because we live in the greatest country in the world, the one place where you can pursue your passion.
Yeah.
You know, I was over at an art fair one time. I'm an amateur art collector, and ran across this guy who's, I just really enjoyed his art. And it became very clear to me when he brought him home to hang them for us that he was just literally a starving artist, paycheck to paycheck.
Right, I remember that.
How great would it be for a guy like that to be able to pursue that passion, but still have the money so he can drive the car that he wants to drive, go on the vacations he wants to go on,
sure,
living in the house that he wants to, knowing there's going to be food on the table tomorrow? Wouldn't that be kind of neat to be able to pursue that passion? And trading allows you to do that. Because, and we'll get into the mechanics of this, what's your little trading business look like here in the next segment. But literally, I mean, You're the master of your own domain. You are basically in control of your own destiny. You set your own schedule every day. You never have other adults telling you what to do. And you're doing the work that you're passionate and excited about. And it could be just working in a charity.
Yeah.
It could be anything.
I mean, and by the way, I mean, we're not talking about something that's time consuming. You still have the time to pursue your other passions. That's the whole reason to do this,
right?
Is it frees up your time to pursue your other passions.
Yeah, and we'll go through the math on that and explain to you why that works that way or how it can work that way for you, how you can set your trades up, and then you just let your software do the trading for you, and you can go off and do other things. And we'll talk about that in the next segment, because I want to go through the entire, just map this thing out for these guys today, Matt.
Nice.
Let's really go through the whole process. What's it take to, if you wanted to trade? How can you be successful? How much money do you need? Let's just go through the whole thing.
Sure.
For these guys. So, you know what? Pretty exciting segment coming up. You guys better stick around.
I can't wait.
Because we're going to get into it. Hey, I'm Christopher Crum in studio with Matt McGrath. Matt Roberts flying the plane. We will be right back. Okay, as promised, we're going to talk about, well, what it's like to become a professional trader. And when I say professional trader, really what I'm talking about here is how to become an entrepreneur that opens his or her own trading business and then either replaces or supplements their income. And, you know, we talk about investing on the show, too, and how to create wealth over time. But today we're going to focus on the sexy thing that we do at the Academy, which is trading.
Right.
And the reason why it's so sexy is because there's immediate gratification daily. Daily gratification for the results that you can accomplish in your trading account if you know how to do it. So the first thing that you need to know is that we use a direct access trade platform to do our trading with. And there's any number of them, at least, 15 of them, 20 of them out there?
There's probably 8 major direct access trade platforms.
So the TradeStation is one.
Yeah, that's the one that we use for 3 of the 4 assets. That's the best one.
That's what we teach with.
But there's other good ones. And NinjaTrader recently became direct access.
Thinkorswim.
QuestTrade. There's 2 Forex platforms that are direct access, Awanda and Forex.com. Daniels, but yeah, the 2 big ones are TradeStation and Thinkorswim.
Swap the honors for the best of awards every year. But you know, I mean, you can open an E-Trade account if you want to. We just the fee structure just isn't.
Yeah, the commissions are too high, and you don't get the best fill prices, which means you don't pay the best price because there's what's called a market maker involved.
Right.
Whereas direct access brokers, your trades go directly to the exchange, so you get much better fill prices on your orders.
Right. And so when you're placing a trade, what you're doing is you're looking at this software that you've downloaded to your computer. And you can bring up charts. It's got a lot of whistles and bells. It's very feature rich. There are a lot of things you can do with it. About 5 different things you really need to be good at.
Yeah.
But if you learn to master those 5 things, that's all you really need to do. And then you're going to identify trades that you're going to take today, right?
Yeah.
Using this software, as Matt mentioned, everybody that's selling their assets today, and it could be stocks, options, currency futures, but they put them up on an exchange. Now, an exchange is simply a matchmaker, just matches up buyers and sellers, right?
Exactly.
Matt? And then you go through your brokerage to purchase that stuff. So if you're buying stocks today, basically you go out to the exchange, you find the stocks that you want to buy, and then maybe you're paying the market price for it, or maybe you think that the price is going to go low. So you put your entry, or you're going to buy it at a lower price than what it's at right now. You wait for the price to go down, you purchase it. And now you need the price to go back up.
So that's called a limit order, by the way.
So you can sell it and harvest a profit. So that's just kind of the basic mechanics of it. When you buy the stocks, nobody's sending you anything through the mail. You're not actually getting stock certificates.
No.
It's just electronically transferred to you and into your brokerage account, and now you own it.
Yeah, you're taking temporary ownership of it.
Yeah, and so the money goes out of your account to pay for it, whoever's selling it to you. We never know who the seller is in the transaction.
No.
Nor do we ever meet our buyers, so it's all done anonymously. We don't know if it's a bank that we're doing or if it's a retail trader that's we're taking it out of his E-Trade account. We don't know what's going on. But that's the kind of the mechanics of the process. So to be successful at trading, though, you need to understand how the financial markets work. And Wall Street has gone to great lengths to make sure that this is as muddy as it possibly can be.
Right.
So you got to learn the language of the markets. You need to understand what they're talking about, don't you? Things like limit order that Matt brought up here a minute ago. When you place your trade, though, you're going to go ahead and decide what to buy it for. You're going to decide what to sell it for a profit. But now we want to go ahead and manage risk, don't we, Matt?
Oh, yes. And that's the critical part of this. That's the number one thing that differentiates a professional trader from a retail trader or a novice trader. Is a professional trader, before they ever even enter the trade, they've already determined how much they're going to lose on that trade if they're wrong, and they automate it. And they specifically tell their platform before they launch the trade what price to sell it at if they are wrong. And it's typically no more than a certain percentage of their assets. I know that you and I both, the most we're willing to risk is 1% of our account on a trade. Some of my more experienced graduates will do too, but generally no more than that.
Right. So we know if we're wrong on this, because you're not going to be right 100% of the time. We know that if we're wrong on a trade, that we're not going to lose more than 1% of our account on that losing trade. And the way that we limit that loss is through something called a stop loss.
Right.
There's actually a term for it in the industry. And a stop loss in this scenario where I'm buying low and selling high for a profit, in this scenario, what I want to do is I want to put a sell order in for that loss. And that sell order will then limit the loss to that 1%. So I'm willing to lose that 1% on this trade, but I'm also, on the flip side of this, I'm targeting trades. I've been trained, taught to target trades that are going to provide me with at least a 3-to-1 reward to risk ratio.
Yes.
That means the trades that I'm right on, when the software sells it, I'll automatically triple that that money that I have at risk.
Yeah. So for example, if you had a $5,000 trading account, that was the total size of your account, say an E-Trade account, the most we're going to risk on a trade is 1% of that account, which would be $50, right? So if, like Chris said, we're targeting only trades that allow for a 3-to-1 reward risk ratio, we're not going to take a trade unless it offers at least $150 in profit.
Right.
So we're risking $50 and we're targeting $150 in profits on that trade.
Sure. And if we take the math just a little step further on this, Matt, we teach our students, especially in the beginning. Now, our advanced students, they'll place more than four trades a day.
But many,
In the beginning, though, we want you to limit those transactions to being four each day if you're day trading. And the reason why we do it is because we found over the years that if we limit you to four trades, then you're going to go out of your way to find four fantastic trades.
Right.
Today, ones that truly meet the criteria of low risk, high probability, and high reward. Those are the attributes we look for. So if you can do that, place those four trades. Here's the other beauty of it is that you're really truly managing risk by limiting yourself to four.
Yeah.
With the math that Matt just gave you, obviously if you're right and you win on all four of your trades, you're going to make a ton of money. That's 150 times four, right?
Yeah, $600 for every $5,000 that you have in your account. That's a great day.
If you lose on one trade and you win on three, that's 150 times three, which would be $450 minus the $50 that 1%
lost on the one. That's so now, 400.
Now you got $400. If you lose on two trades, by the way, that's 50%. That's a coin flip. If you lose on two, well, you're going to lose a total of $100. That's $50 per trade. But then you're also going to gain $150 twice on your two winning trades.
Right.
That's $300. Right?
Yeah.
And you lose the 100, now you've netted $200.
Exactly. So a good target, and one thing we teach our students to do, is to target making $200 a day for every $5,000 that you have in your account.
Because that's a coin flip, and that's 50% is a very conservative view of this, because you're going to be right on more than 50% of your trades.
Yeah, we don't even allow our students or recommend that they trade any real money from their own real trading account until they confirm both with your money in the classroom and then also on simulator when they go home, that's fake money in the real market, that they are consistently 50% accurate on their trade. So that's a very good benchmark of good realistic expectation. A good target is to make 200 a day per 5,000 that you have in your account.
Right. And so, but here's the powerful part of it to me, Matt. And that is if you lose on three of the four trades, okay, let's just go ahead and do the math. So you've lost $150, right?
Right, each on three trades.
Each on three trades. And then that winning trade has won you $150. Man, you didn't lose a dime today. You broke even. So you literally have to lose on all four trades to lose money in the beginning when you're learning how to do
that. That's the main reason we recommend you do four trades in a 3-to-1 reward risk ratio.
Right.
You know, it's not time consuming to find four quality 3-to-1 setups. You know, if you spend time trying to find what are called all-star trades that are going to provide, you know, a 5-to-1 reward risk ratio or 10-to-1, you can find those, but be prepared to spend all day trading, you know, 8 to 10 hours a day in front of the computer monitor. And I found that most students who want to learn to trade are not wanting to learn to trade so that they can spend 8 to 10 hours a day in front of a computer monitor. But I'll tell you that four trades in a 3-to-1 is not time consuming. When you're trained, it only takes 45 minutes to do that, and that allows you to free up your time to pursue your other passions in life.
Right. And then if you're using an automated software program like the brokerage, Direct Access Brokerage software we download, The computer will trade for you. All you have to do is just put those sell orders in there and say, sell it at this, or buy it at this price, sell it at this price, sell it at this price for a loss. And, you know, computers will do it for you. It's automated.
You literally click on one button and it puts that bracket in there for you, where it tells it to sell it for three times what you're risking on the trade.
Exactly. So it frees up your time so you can go do other things with your day. If you trade early in the morning like I do, then I can go get dressed and come into Online Trading Academy or go play golf. That's one of my passions. And it is for Matt, too. I like boating in the summertime. I could spend long weekends on the lake because I can just set my trades up. As long as you got internet, you can do it, well, frankly, from anywhere. Welcome back, folks. Hey, guys, you know what? I think I can speak for my co-host in thanking you all for listening to the show today. You know, we actually did have loyal listeners out there, Matt.
And I know. It's amazing. Guys,
we want to thank you so much for listening in because we love doing the show each week. And, of course, we say this every weekend, but I feel grateful to you folks that listen to the show. And if you're brand new to the show, well, welcome aboard. Maybe you will go ahead and schedule this in your scheduler. I don't know.
I use Outlook.
Yeah. Put us in Outlook and remind yourself to listen to the show if you're entertained today or learn something. That we love it. We love to grow our listening audience. It's always a kick for me to meet you folks that have been listening to the show for a while. And it's funny because we've been doing this for years, and we end up having people come to the academy and, you know, they walk into the academy and see our state-of-the-art recording studio that we do this show in and get to meet us. And sometimes people want to take pictures with us. And, you know, I've been listening to you for 5 years, but I'm always afraid to come into a workshop because I'm afraid you're going to sell me something.
Oh, don't be afraid of that. This is about as low-key of an atmosphere as you'll ever find. There's no pressure here at all.
It's laid back, you know. And so if over the course of this show you found yourself becoming more and more interested in the financial markets, there's a few things that we do need to tell you. I think the first thing is that not everybody should be trading the financial markets. You know, you got to really have enough discipline to confine yourself to a box of rules. And if you're a person that's a, you know, squirrel, you know, that kind of person, and you can't stay focused for 45 minutes, or if you're that type of person, well, I'm gonna take this back after I say it, because I am that type of person. But if you're the type of person that's emotional, if you are looking at the financial markets, if you're competitive and you hate to lose, and you can't stand to lose on a trade. But the main thing is confining yourself to that box of rules, because if you set your trades up in these rules, if you make these decisions that you're making, then you're likely to win on these trades. But more importantly, because you're making more money than on the trades that you're winning on than what you're losing on your losing trades, you're going to have more money in your account at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that's the whole game. You know, even on Wall Street, professional traders at these banks that have, you know, 116 days where they make over $100 million trading, they lose on individual trades every single day. It's just they make much more money on their winning trades than they lose on their losing trades. So at the end of most days, they've netted a fortune. Mm-hmm. And you can do the same thing yourself. It just requires training. It's an acquired skill set.
You know, back in the early days, way back when I got started at the academy, I had a guy come in one day that had heard an advertisement or something, or got a direct mail from us, and he came in and he said, I want to enroll in your classes. And I said, okay. And so we sat down, and I went ahead and enrolled in the class, and he was going kind of through the core strategy class. We used to call it professional trader. Now it's called core strategy. And about, 4 days into that class, he comes to me and he goes, man, I love this. I've really eaten this up. I wish I had enough money to fund an account. And I'm like, are you kidding me? You don't have enough money to fund an account. And he said, yeah, I mean, I have $100 to last me for the rest of the month.
Oh my gosh.
And I just thought, you know what? We got to tell people up front that, look, if you're going to do this, you've got to have money to get started with.
Oh yeah. There's really five things that you absolutely have to have. And I'm very clear with all the students, the prospective students that I meet with, you know, you have to have money to fund the account. You also need to have basic computer skills.
Yeah.
Again, you don't need IT skills. I myself am horrible on the computer. It's one of my least favorite things to do is spend time on a computer, but I have basic skills. You know, I can use a mouse. I can open and close windows. I can use email and the internet and so on. We teach you how to use the trade software at Online Trading Academy, how to enter your trades, but they assume that you can turn the machine on.
You
need to have basic computer skills. Yeah. You need to have money. You need to have the time to trade. Again, not as much time as you'd think. It only takes 45 minutes when you're actually following the written trade routine that we give you. Yeah. And you can do it during the daytime or during the evening.
Yeah, and some of these markets are open 24 hours a day, 6 days a week, so you can always find time to do it. But let me dissect that just for a minute, the time part of it. Because, you know, if you think about it, what we're really doing, if you're placing four trades, you, first of all, you have to make four decisions. Which four assets are you going to trade today? And then you need to decide, well, are the markets going up or going down? If the markets are going up, then you'll take a long position. That means you're going to buy low and sell high. But if the markets are likely to go down, if the price of this is going to go down, you can make a ton of money on that by taking a short position.
Absolutely.
And the short position is where you're going to borrow this asset that you don't own. You'll borrow it from your brokerage and sell it. Yeah. And the money goes into your account. Now, your agreement with the brokerage is that you'll give that asset back, the same quantity that you borrowed, and you'll give it back at a later date or later today or whenever you're going to be done with it. They charge you the standard brokerage fees that they would if you took a long position. And so when the price then does drop, you're right, you're accurate that the price is going to drop. The price drops down to the level that you can harvest a 3-to-1 profit. Then you buy it, and it's called buying to cover, and you give that asset back to your brokerage.
Yeah.
So you're making four decisions to start, the four assets. Then the next thing you need to make is a decision about each one of those assets. Am I making a long or short decision?
Right.
Position.
Position, right.
So now you've made eight decisions, haven't you?
Yeah.
Now you need to decide how to enter the trade. And on the long position, you're going to buy first. That's how you enter the trade.
Right.
On the short position, you're going to sell the borrowed shares first. So now you need to decide what price am I going to enter the trade. There's another four decisions. Now we're up to 16, right?
Yeah.
Then you need to decide how I'm going to harvest a profit. So what price am I going to get out of this thing? If it's a long position, it's going to be a price higher than what you bought it for. If it's a short position, it's going to be the price for what you're going to buy to cover. So then you're making four more decisions. Now I'm up to, no, I was up to 12. Now I'm up to 16.
Right.
Math is not my strong suit. Evidence that you don't have to be a great mathematician to do this. So now you got to make four more decisions. If I'm going to lose on these trades, how am I going to lose money?
How much am I going to lose? You're going to predetermine before you even place the trade so exactly how much you're going to lose if you're wrong.
Now you're making a decision about each of those four assets about, well, if it's a long position you've taken, what am I willing to sell it for a loss? If it's the short position, then what am I going to buy to cover for the loss? And then, so you're making 20 decisions total. You're going through a predetermined pre-trade routine to identify the four trades that you're taking, and you're just following the steps. It's like baking a cake, making a pot of chili, cooking up a casserole. You're following the directions of the recipe to identify the four trades, and then you're confining yourself to that box of rules of risk management and asset identification, right?
No.
And that's what you do. So that's why it takes 45 minutes. It doesn't take that long if you're limiting yourself to four
now,
trades.
Now, I'm going
to
add, you can, of course, make it take a longer amount of time. I mean, you can definitely complicate this. There's over 25 what are called indicators and oscillators that you could use, that you could put on your charts. Again, the problem with those is they're all lagging indicators. None of them are based on current information.
Right.
So again, some of the listeners may know people that literally spend 8 to 10 hours a day trading, and that's what they're doing. They're doing a lot more analysis than that. But I'll tell you, my experience knowing over 5,000 traders in this community is the ones who keep it simple, who simply follow the routine, go through that 20-step process that you just mentioned, make those decisions, they're much more successful.
Right, absolutely. Because you're eliminating all the noise, and because you can get distracted by so many different things.
There's always something else you can look at.
Right, and there's always a better mousetrap. No, this is just nuts and bolts. It's supply and demand. In fact, we call it that in the classes. This is entering a supply zone. This is entering a demand zone. And we're just using the organic, what's the word I'm looking for? The organic cause of price movement in the markets.
Sure, that's not artificial price movements. It's organic.
Yeah. Hey, we need to sweep back to the money part of this because, you know, we kind of left everybody hanging. You need money to get started doing this.
Right.
But how much money do you need?
Yeah.
And you know what? If you're just a swing trader, that means that you're, you know, opening a position today, but you're going to hang on to it for 3 or 4 days or 2 or 3 weeks. You can open an account with $50 if you wanted to.
Right.
But if you're going to be, if you really want to take it seriously, open a little trading business and get started doing this, and you're going to be a high-frequency trader doing those four day trades every day, well, you need at least $2,000.
Yep, to trade the cheapest asset, which is Forex currencies.
Right, and Forex currencies, by the way, is, listen, $5.2 trillion will change hands every day that market's open, and it's open Sunday through Friday, 24 hours a day.
Yeah, it's over 50 times the size of the U.S. stock market.
Exactly.
This is the most heavily traded market in the world.
So it's not a bad place to start, and I can't tell you, couldn't count the number of students that I've had over the years that have started with that little amount. And now they have all four major assets. They've got at least $25,000 for stocks. They've got at least $10,000 in their options account. They've got at least $5,000 in futures, and they've just grown their business like that, and now they're multi-asset traders.
Yeah, and most successful traders do become multi-asset traders. They're trading more than one thing.
Right. So you do need a little bit of money. You're not going to conquer the world in a $2,000 Forex account. You'd be targeting $80 a day, and I think we didn't go through the math on that today, did we? $80 a day, but if you're trading 6 days a week, it comes out to about $1,900, almost $2,000 a month. And if you are using what we talked about last segment, that 1% of risk with a 3-to-1 reward risk ratio, well, you know what? The next month, you're not targeting $80, you're targeting almost $160 a day in net profits. And that, of course, is just being right on two trades each day.
Yeah, so the key is leave some of the profits in so that each month you can increase your income. And, you know, I have a lot of students who are already, you know, their income's taken care of. They have great jobs, who leave all of their profits in. And we had one of those graduates on the show 3 weeks ago. But you can get to really big money if you do that.
Right, right. Hey, folks, don't forget to check us out on the World Wide Web at TradingAcademy.com. If you want to find me and Matt on social media, you can check us out on Facebook.com/OTAKC. That's the acronym for Online Trading Academy Kansas City. Facebook.com/OTAKC. Well, on behalf of our producer, Mr. Matthew Roberts, my good friend and co-host, Mr. Matt McGrath, I'm Christopher Crum. Hey, thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week.
The preceding program was sponsored by Online Trading Academy of Kansas City.